The youngest voters have grown up seeing former President Donald Trump on the national political stage for much of their lives. NPR's Elena Moore has the story of a young conservative who is casting his first presidential primary ballot today in Ohio.
When former President Donald Trump ran in 2016, Ryland Bassett was in fourth grade. He convinced his mom to take him to a rally, and the rest is history.
And after that, I fell in love with it. I was a kid that I wore the Trump shirt all throughout, I guess, elementary.
Bassett lives in Defiance County, Ohio. During the 2016 election, he remembers staying up late to watch all the debates. And on career day, there was an easy inspiration.
I dressed up as Trump. I wore a Trump hat, wore the suit, put the button on. I did everything.
Now at 18, Bassett is headed to Liberty University. Plus, he gets to vote in his first presidential election. He's passionate about gun rights and education. And though he's grown up from the wide-eyed childhood fan, Trump is still his guy. And Bassett isn't alone. Trump is pretty popular among young Republicans.
Donald Trump is their Republican experience.
Conservative pollster and strategist Sarah Longwell.
If you've come of political consciousness in the last decade, then the Republican Party to you really does look like Trump.
She says this new generation of young conservatives is drifting away from the old school Reagan Republican mentality and more towards candidates who embody the Trump vibe.
For people who have chosen to identify as Republicans or conservatives in this moment, they've done it because they like what they see out of Donald Trump.
And though voters under 30 overwhelmingly supported President Biden in 2020, some polls show Trump and Biden neck and neck among young voters this time around. So there may be some potential here for the GOP, especially in battleground states.
You change 10% of that audience, you fundamentally have changed the presidential race.
That's John Brabender, a media consultant to the Trump campaign. To him, Trump isn't the only political figure influencing these new voters over the last decade.
They grew up with not only Trump as their president, but Joe Biden as their president. And it can't be dismissed how important it is, in some sense, that they see Biden as an overwhelming failure.
Back in Defiance County, Bassett and his friends recently founded a young Republican club. Jack Bourgeois and Elizabeth Thompson are two high school freshmen who helped start it. They're not old enough to vote in this upcoming election, but when asked what they want in a future politician, their wish list may sound familiar.
We would need someone strong, smart, and an honest decision maker.
Somebody who really, truly stands for our country and, like, shows the strength of America as a country.
To Bassett, when he thinks about his ideal future candidate, it's complicated. He loves Trump, but doesn't like it when Republicans refuse to compromise to get stuff done.
I want a strong Republican that he's willing to stand up for what he believes in, but at the same time, I want a strong Republican that knows when to fold his cards.
He said we should all take a politics lesson from Kenny Rogers. Know when to hold him and know when to fold him. Elena Moore, NPR News.